Vayter and Shas, we're in Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, picking up at the top of the page on a Mishnah. We're going to deal with the case right now. If that is, I lend you something. Let's say it goes, Hamal is Chaveru. I lend you something. It comes time to pay me up, says Rashi. You didn't pay me yet. Lo Mimashkino Ella Bebezin. Lo Yimashkinenu. Sorry, Ella Bebezin. I can't go and get a mashkin from you, some sort of security to make sure that you pay me back, except for in Bezdin. Velo Yikanes Lebezo Lito Mashkino. And I can't go into your home to go in and to take something. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Bachutz Tamod, and outside you shall stand. Right? This is one of the psukim there that if you owe me the money and I come to it, I don't want to get it, I got to wait outside for you to go out to bring it to me. But I can't go and just grab it myself. Let's say I happen to have two mashkons that belong to you. I lent you $1,000, and one of those mashkons is worth $500, and the other one's worth $500. So I have two of them, $500 each. No telecha b'nei achechad. I can go take one, and I have to leave the other with you. What are we talking about over here now? We're talking about, let's say, it's a situation, as Rashi says, that b'shashu tzarech lazeh yechziren alo. When you need the mashkon that I have, which is interesting halach here, but the pasuk tells us that even though I'm taking the mashkon, I return it to when you need it. B'shashu tzarech lazeh yechziren alo. I return it to mishum hachzara sa'avot v'yakev v'sasheni. Hold on to the second one. Kishtar zeh l'sheni yitolzo esarishan v'yachzor sasheni. I keep that one. I return the other one. Kidem mefarish v'azel. Like we're going to explain, Machzir Sakar Balayla, Vesamech Shabayom. Let's say I have your pillow and it's worth $500, then I have your plow share, right? And that's where your plow is worth $500. So, Noto says the Gemara, Noto Lechon Minyachachon, Machzir Sakar Balayla, Vesamech Shabayom. Vim Mace, and let's say the one I lent it to ends up dying. Eno Machzir Lechon, I have to keep returning it to them, right? The Chiyav is that I return it to the owner, that I have to give it to Lo, Lamed Vav, to him. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Afla Atzmo, even to that original guy, Eino Machzir Ella at Shoshim Yom. I don't have to be doing this ad infinitum, right? But rather, I do it for 30 days. Mishloshim Yom, Elahala, for 30 days on, Mochem Ebezin, I sell it in Bezin, whatever it is that I have yours, and then I go and I take my money. Omer Shmuel, Shliach Bezdin, Mintach Natuche In, Aval Mashkune Lo. A Shliach Bezdin, who's dealing with this situation, this issue over here, he can go ahead and he can grab the thing from the borrower in the street, out in the shuk. He can go grab it from him. Rashi says, Af hu eino rishai likanes lebeso. Even he can't come into the house of the mashkino. Ella roeu b'shukum and natik davar sha'ochis b'yadu mimenu. He can go and he can grab something from his hands. Aval mashkune lo. He can't go into his house and then go and take something. In fact, the Gemara of Atana, but we looked at the Mishnah, Hamavas Chaver, somebody goes and lends to his friend, Lo Yimashkenenu Ela Bebezin, only Bezin can do it. Mechlal, the Bebezin, the Mashken, the Taka can go and do it. Shmuel says, no, explains, Ema Lo Yinatchenu Ela Bebezin. What does it mean is that it means it's teaching you that the lender is not allowed to grab it except for from him, except through Bezin. By having Bezin coming along and going, take it from him. But the Mishnah itself maybe is not talking about going into the house. Hachinami Mistabra. This also makes sense to say. Well, before we get into the Hachinami Mistabra, just right before what we're saying is that the Mishnah is going to answer the lender, meaning me, from grabbing the thing from the borrower, even in the shuk. And the only way you can get something done over here is that a shliach can come, from the bezin to grab something from him in the shuk. So the Mishnah is not talking about going into the house of this person. And the Mishnah maybe would say that even the Shliach is usher to do it. But maybe not, but maybe yes, like Shmuel says. Now, Hachinami Mistabra, it also makes sense to say that. Right? Dekatani Seifa, because in the Seifa it says, Lo Yikanes Lebeis Lito Mashkino. He can't go into the borrower's house to take a mashkon. Mani, who are you talking about? Ilim Abal Chov, you want to say, means me, the lender himself. Can't be, because me Reisha Shema, we already learned that from the Reisha, which asked to take something from him against his will. Elalav Shliach Beisdin. It must be that itself is talking about a Shliach Beisdin. And that he also can't go into the borrower's house to take something. It's Gemara, no. Imishum ha'alo here. If that's where you're trying to bring Raya from, etc. Because Halki Gemara, we can see the Mishnah saying that Hamalve eschavero, someone lends money, lo yimashkinenu ele bebezin. You can't go and get a mashkin from him except through bezin. Michlal de bebezin mashkin, that only in bezin can you get it from him. Even by sending a shliach to go to his house and to take something against Shmuel. Balchov, and it's telling you that Balchov afilu natuche namilo. He's not even grabbing the street. So you have the extremes. You could say that the shliach can go even the house, and the malchuf can't even the streets. Shelo yikanes labeisol ito maskano, to make sure he's not going to go into his house. Because since we're going to say the Mishnah that way also, we don't have a right to Shmuel or again Shmuel, we're stuck in the middle. Masa Rav Yosef, lo yachba rechayim barechef. Pasuk says that he shall not take a lower millstone or an upper millstone as a mashkan. Rashi says, chavila mitoch habayis, mashal hori chayim barechef bego, beis ha-shchichi. It's a normal thing, they kept these things in the house. Hadvar mecherim chavo, which means that other things you could take as a mashkan, even from the house itself. The pasuk is talking about taking a mashkan from the baruch's house because that's again where he keeps the stuff. Lo sachbol beged almana, and then we have another pasuk that says that you shall not take as a mashkan the beged of a widow. Hashalachem tachva, that means the other from others you can take, even from his house. You can even go into the house, go and take it. Man, now who can take it? We already said, lo savel beiso lavatavoto. He can't go in to get his security. Right? For sure he can't go in to go and take it. Elalav shlech beis din. That's what we're talking about. The shaliach beis din. Right? That he can go in and to the house in order to get it. And this knocks off Shmuel, who answers the shliach to go into the house to get it. Tirgum Rav Papa Berei Rav Nachman Kamei Rav Yosef. V'armi lo Rav Papa Parade of Yosef, Kamei of Yosef, Liolam Balchov. We're talking about the Balchov. The Lav or Lav is Shtei Lavin. We're talking about being over two different Lavin, right? The Lav, now we have a second one, right, of also not being able to go into his house. We've been trying hard to knock off Shmuel, and now we continue to try to knock him off. Toshima, wa, 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 wa. Mimash Mashanem Rabbechutz Ta'amod. From the fact that it says, stand outside. I don't know that the one who owes you the money is going to come outside. Of course. Why does it say, Va'ish and the man who you came alone? Why does it have to even say that all together? L'rabo Shlech Bezin. It's coming to include a Shlech Bezin. My love, Shlech Bezin, Kilove. Doesn't mean to say that a Shlech Bezin is just like the Lova, the borrower, saying that he can enter the house with the borrower to go take it out. And this goes against Shmuel, who asked the shliach to go into the house in order to get it. Beep, turn the page. Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Again, no, what's happening is we're saying, Lo Shlich Bezdin Kemalve. It means to say that the Shlich Bezdin is like the Malve, and he's also asked to go in. Like Rashi comes and said, right, which is what Shmuel said. Rashi says, V'alchi Gamar, V'chutz Tamud, Ata V'ha Ish, Shehu Shlich Bezdin. You and the man is a Shlich Bezdin. V'asher Ata Nosha Bo Yotzi Alecha, and then he owes you, he'll come out to you. Tashma, let's try again. Im Chavot Achbol, Salmas V'yecha. The Torah says, if you shall take the garment of your fellow as a security, you take his pajamas, before the sun sets, you have to give it back to him. But Shleach Bezin, across the Medaber, this is talking about a Shleach Bezin. Atom of Shleach Bezin, across the Medaber, is that what you say? Oin Erlo Balchov, Mim Sengar the Balchov. Keshom Erlo Savu El Bezin, Lav El Avoto, when it says, don't come into the house. Torah to get the, this Mashkin, Hare Balchov Amr, was already said. Ha, Mani Mekayim, Im Chavot Achbo, Salmas, Reachos, what am I going to do with that, Pasuk? Which means that it can be taken even from the borrower's house, like if you take the garment. B'shleich Bezin because of Medaber. Talking about Shleich Bezin, which goes against Shmuel, because the Shleich Bezin can't go in. So it's Gemara Tanayi. It's a Machlokes Tanayim. The Tanya. Shleich Bezin, Shabbat Lamashkan, if Shleich Bezin comes to come and get a Mashkan from the one who borrowed, Lo Yikonis Lebezin Lamashkan, he should not come into the house in order to take it. And Laomid Bibachut stand outside. The Halah Moti Lamashkan was going to bring it outside. Shinamar Bachut Stamo, like it says outside, you said. Tanya Dach, another bride said, Balchov Shabbat Lamashkan, Lo Yikanis Labis Lamashkan, Laomid Bachut. Balchov shouldn't go in and stand outside. Halah Nichna Samoti Lamashkan, the other one, meaning the borrower, comes and brings it to him. Shinamar Bachut Stamo, Shlech Bezin Shabbat Lamashkan, Shlech Bezin comes, Harizen Nichna Sabis Lamashkan, you can go and do it. Velo Yimashkinen Dvarim Shaosim Hemel Chanefesh. However, he's not allowed to take from him a Mashkan. Something that are used for ochel nefesh, kelim is using for food, right? Which says this rabu miki nefesh u chovel, right? That you're not allowed to go ahead and do. Okay, so we say there's opinion that says Taka you could, which is again Shmuel. Now the Gemara is going to go into, so what is allowed to be taken? Says the Gemara, V'nosein mito umito umatzel asher, the lender will give, in other words, he allows the borrower to come take a bed, a mita, and another bed with some sort of, one of them is used to eat on, one's used to sleep on, and umatzel asher, and right, that's the mito matzah for the usher, for the rich person. Usher shall leved. They have this like leved material that was on it. La usher shehugo matzos. He has these type of spreads. Mito umapatz la'ani, a bed and a bed with a mat if it's a poor person. Lo avalo liishto v'lo labano l'vasov. The lender must leave these things for the borrower, but not for his wife or for his daughters. Right? Right. Rashi explains, lo, mita, who tzarech liten mita, avalo liishto lebanav, right, to him he has to give the chiyuk siv. It says you have to give, let him live, velo hutal al mal velachios has been a basis, you have to take care of the guy's family. Kederech shemesadjun lebalchov, kach mesadjun barachin. The same way that we evaluate for a borrower to leave him with enough, sorry about that again, to leave him with enough to be able to go ahead for him to live, kach mesad me'erchin, so too we assess by a case of erchin. That means to say that before we go ahead and we collect payment, we have to first work out and evaluate the borrower's stuff and leave him enough to be able to go ahead to survive. Now when it says the word mesader, mesadrin, which means that we set it up, we arrange it, it's used over here to mean that we evaluate. Right? The same way as the word ve'erich, which means this double type of zachavir of merch. Kach mesadrim erichin, so to assess when it comes to erichin. Klapei laya, what in the world does that mean? Ikr sidr ba erichin siv. The main source of the idea of assessing and evaluating is it comes up by the idea of erichin, right? Just kid of pirish leal, like we explained earlier. Erichin is if a person says, I'm going to give my value to the Beis HaMikdash. We assess how much the person's worth and how much he has and can he survive without, you know, what can he survive with? It ends up being that he needs some left and we take whatever we can and then the rest of it he's off the hook for. So it says, Iker Siddur Be'erichin Siv. What kind of lushin is that? I was like, just like we do with the Balchov, so do with the Be'erichin, just the opposite. Ele'ema Kederch Simasad Be'erichin, Kach Masad Be'erichin, same thing. Amar Ma'ar, no sin mito, mito matzal el'oshir. He gives and he allows his bed, another bed with this type of spread on it to the rich guy. Mito, mito, pacha, Umapetz la'ani, the poor person, laman, who do you have to leave this second bed for? Elim elishto labanav l'vos, so he's saying it's for his family. Harmach, you said, lo, avalo elishto labanav l'vos, if you live for him and not for his family. Eli David, Eli, that means both are for him. Tati laman, why does he need two beds? Chadid al-chala, like we said earlier in Rashi, v'chadid al-zagala, one of them that he goes ahead and he lies back on. Kedesh Shmuel, Adama Shmuel, kol mili adana asusaya, I know the healing of all different things of a person, of all sicknesses. Labar Mahani Tlas discovered these three things. Manta Achela Hina, Merira, Aliba Rekana, one who eats a bitter date on an empty stomach. Uman Da Asar, Misna, Dekisna, Retiva Achartse, one who binds a damp flax rope around his hips. Uman Da Achel Nama Velomaski Arba Garmide. Somebody eats bread, but he doesn't walk four amos. Four, he ends up, Rashi points it, before he goes to sleep. That is bad news. So therefore, it's necessary to leave two beds, so if one to get up after he eats, and one where he goes to sleep. And so that's how he sets it up. 4 hours away, they eat something, he walks over, and he goes to sleep. Tana, 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 kambi, the Rebbe Nachman. Kederach shemesad merichin zubu dechin kach mesad bim balchov. Amar lei, hashta zabunim azabnina lei. If we're able to go and sell the guy's stuff, and we're taking his amashkin sadur mesadrin lei, now do we say that we have to go ahead and assess for him to leave him these things when we're getting our payment? Right? He's arguing over here because of what the Mishnah says, which allows him to sell the guy's amashkin after 30 days. Since the Mishnah is talking even to the things that he needs, a pillow, it's obvious that we don't set aside his living things when collecting the loan. So he's going, Mizabinile, really, can we go and sell his stuff? But tonight we looked at our Mishnah, Machsir Sakar Balaila, Machri Shalabayom. So you have to return these things, the day and the night thing, the pillow or the plow. Tanakh Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Tanakh Ameh. That Tana taught in front of Rabbi Nachman, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Saying Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says the same way that we had said Rav Achi Karma, that's what he's saying. Hashta Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Zabuni Mizabnim Lelei. Now, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, we can even sell the main things this guy has that were taken as a mashkin, Sadur Misadrin Lelei. You want to tell me that we're going to go ahead and we're going to be Masadur for him, things when collecting? The Tanakh is willing to tell our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer. Even to the original guy, the borrower, you don't have to give it to him except for 30 days. And after that, you go and you sell it in Beis Din. So that's the Gemara. How do you know that when Shimon Gamliel is saying that he sells it, Lagamika means he's selling it entirely. What it's saying is, Ad Shloshim Yom Hadole Beine. It goes exactly as is. This particular mashkin returned to you. From here on, we return to him what is fit for where he is in his life, for where he's holding his life. Rashi says, Yimkar lo, shel shirayin, bitin lo achas, shel tzemer, achas shel cannabis. You go and you sell his silk garment, you give him one which is of wool and one of cannabis. Oh, it's going to be a high clothing. And we sell that which is not really for him, but the thing is more expensive, but it's more expensive than he actually needs, and you give him something less expensive. So according to this, even Shimon Gamliel will be masking that the borrower's needs are worked out and given when you're collecting the loan. So he's going to know, sorry if you thought that's what he held. This can't be, because nothing is not really for a yit. Rashi says, once he gets used to it, let's take a look and see. You know why? Damar Abai. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shimon, they both say, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Kulis Vilu, Kol Yisrael B'nei Melachim, all Yidden, they are princes. So there's no item, no matter how expensive it is, it's out of his purview, it's out of him, and therefore, the lender would not be allowed to go ahead and sell anything and go and substitute for something which is less. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Where do we see that he says this? We're all like princes. The Tanakh really tells us Shabbos. Lo es a luf, lo es a chardal. You can't go ahead and clear away luf or mustard. These are two things on Shabbos that are muksa. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel matir beluf. He says no. You're all allowed to go ahead and move luf. They should meichel orvin because it's something which ravens eat. Says Rashi, V'Yisrael b'nei malachim b'yishlem legadol ervim l'noi l'schok. Rich people would go ahead and they have these birds that they went ahead and they dealt with. So therefore, they're allowed to use the, it's not mukhsa for you because it's that type of bird food. Rabbi Shimon also agrees with this. The time we're learning to the Mishnah in Shabbos, Kufiyat Aleph, b'nei malachim sechon shabim verid al gabi makoseim b'Shabbos. Princes can rub rose oil on their wounds on Shabbos. Shekein dark and losu b'chol, they do it during the weekday also. Expensive, nice type of stuff. From Shimon Omer, call yourself b'nei malachim, because all b'nei malachim, so therefore anyone's allowed to do it even on Shabbos, because during the week, you know, because we're malachim. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Kiva, the time, what do we know, they hold of that? The time we're looking in a, the time we're looking at a b'risa, Rabbi Shimon, notion bo elef zuz. Let's say there were, there was a loan that's owed against him for 1,000 zuz. V'lovish, it's still a bas mea mana. He's wearing a coat that's worth 100 mana, which is 10,000 zuz. Mafshita no some men go and take it off him. Mabishon no soli tzla ruilo. We give him something which is roy to him. In other words, we buy him a less expensive coat. You know, someone who's poor, and we pay him with the remaining of the money, you know, to the lender that came from that sale. V'tana mishum Rabbi Shmuel. V'tana mishum Rabbi Kiva. Kli sa ruim lo se tzla. All the people of Bnei Yisrael are fit for that coat. Right, so you can't go and sell it for something that's expensive because these are chashav and chashav people. But the ma'ida salik adait in meikar, according to what we thought originally, the yoyiv la ma'ida chazila, we give him that which is suitable to where he is, where he's holding. Mizabdin and ma'ida lo chazila, and we sell that which is not. Bishlam a cover kasas gay, and you say that comes with a pillow or a cover. Chazila le bene bene, it fits to be sold. To buy a less expensive one, and you know the difference goes to the lender to pay out the loan. What's that going to be? Plows are all the same thing. A little more chashiv, less chashiv. Rest is a good time of a season. What is this middle ground over here? Amar Rav Baraba, Macharisha the Kaspa. The Mishnah could be talking about a silver plow. This they would go and sell for a less expensive one in order to go off and to go into to pay the difference over there. Now, is it really true that the lender at Lynch told me I have to leave you your basic necessities when I'm collecting? Maskevla Rav Chagov, Alemale Lava Lykaramis. I should be able to say it's not a responsibility to go ahead and to take care of you. Rashi says, Lavanela Leparnascha, I don't gotta take care of you. Says the Gemara. Omer Leabaye. Beep, turn the page. Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. Really, that's the wrong hashkafa. Ivra le karami, taka does fall upon you. It's responsible for you to make sure that he's okay. Rashi says that be'emes ibra be'emes ale rami. Really, it does fall upon you. Shehei lo tzedaka she hakosav heitel alav lasas lo tzedaka la lochafanav. Yes, the Torah asks you to go ahead. Actually, Cain, yes, to go ahead and to deal like this. Mishum shenemar ulachat yet tzedaka. Says to you, there shall be righteousness. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.